Hello, Playmates, and welcome to the Happy Playing Podcast with me, Claire Russell. I'm a mum of two, a six-year-old and a five-month-old baby. I'm an early years specialist and I am also the founder of Play Hooray. Every week I am sharing my tips and inspiration and support for anyone at home with babies and young children who love to play and also want to support their child's development too. So thank you so much for being here. It's lovely to have you. Please do come and say hi to me on Instagram or on the website. And as always, happy playing. Hello and welcome to episode 21. Wowee, I can't believe we're on it already. Apologies that we missed an episode last week. My goodness, it was just the last week of lockdown for us. I was hanging on by a thread, shall we say. So just about got through it. And it was just something I wasn't able to find the time for. However, we are in England and this week the children return to school. So my eldest is back in school and my baby is napping. So I have found a moment for a little bit of peace and quiet. I do still have the dog in the background, so goodness knows when he'll bark. Partway through this, no doubt. But it does mean that I am able to get the episodes up and running again. So now that the kids are back in school, I thought it would be a good opportunity to talk about after school play, after school coming in, chucking the bags and shoes on the floor and flopping on the sofa and turning on the TV and then them not moving until dinner's called. Does that sound familiar to you? I'm sure it might. I do get a lot of messages from parents around this subject just because it can be quite tricky, can't it? Our children are coming in exhausted. However, they're going onto the TV or screens and not budging. Thought I could possibly, hopefully, help you out with this. Now, before we start, it's just worth remembering, you know, when us as adults have had a busy day and we're feeling absolutely exhausted, been using our brains far too much, what's the first thing we do? Well, other than possibly pour that glass of wine or gin and tonic or whatever, if that's for you, it might be picking up your phone, having a bit of screen time, scrolling mindlessly, not really thinking about it, or it might be flicking on the TV and getting cozy and being able to relax and chill. It might be pick up a book, it might be anything, but it's just something where we can switch our brains off, not need to think for a bit and almost let ourselves unwind. And it's almost the same for our children too. You know, schools are very highly stimulating places. They're full on. There's a lot going on. Even during playtimes and things, they're still very active, very busy. So it's no doubt that our children are coming in absolutely exhausted after a full day at school. And they may well want to find time to relax and unwind. And TV might be something how they want to do that. But I know at the same time, yes, maybe a little bit of TV, but maybe you don't want them being there from 3:30 till, I don't know, 5-6 o'clock, whenever dinner is. And I know lots of parents would just like to try and help them to unwind maybe in other ways and do something else. So first of all, it was just to remind you, you know, not to beat yourself up about it. If they are doing that, they're all doing that. And yeah, that maybe TV is what they are choosing to do, but perhaps you are looking for some ways to entice them away from the screens. So thought I would share some tips with you today. Now, this is just from my experience, but I found that the days when Mason, so he's six, so he's in year one, when he comes home from school, if the TV's not already on, or if the remote's hidden, or quite often, because I have the baby playing, I will have the radio on or I'll have the TV on, but it's the radio through the TV, like some music or something. I find that actually it comes in and he sort of gets on with playing without putting the TV on. He almost like doesn't quite register. I don't know. And I'm wondering if that's maybe something that you've tried, perhaps not having the TV on or saying, okay, we can have TV at 5 o'clock or after dinner or whatever, and maybe dedicating a time to it. But I just find that if it's not readily available to him, he doesn't naturally go to it. And I've also noticed, because I've been wanting to do this podcast, I've been extra observant and seeing what does help and what doesn't help, is that I find, so Mason, my little boy, he will actually play in the mornings before school. Sometimes we have the TV on and he'll be playing whilst watching TV, or sometimes he just chooses to play. And if he's been, so let's say he's been in the lounge, in the living room, and it's normally cars and vehicles and stuff. If I leave that out from where he's finished playing in the morning before going to school and leave it for him, more often than not, when he walks through the door, it's like, ah, oh, yeah, this is where I left it. I'm going to carry on with what I was doing before. And he always picks up straight into his play. Because I don't know about you, but if I've been out for the morning with the kids or he's been at school, he almost comes home and he's been missing his toys. And so I find that having the toys readily available to him and almost set up for him to jump on and get straight into his play without needing to think about it can be really effective, actually. And he's not relying on TV. Yes, he may choose to put it on later, but more often than not, he'll just come in and start playing. So I'm wondering if that could maybe help or work for you. I know it's not always easy to leave out their activities all day and have to step over it in the lounge all day, but sometimes them being available to them, I just find it really helps. And this is when it can be maybe a good opportunity as well. If you are prepping dinner and working in the kitchen or whatever, that maybe you could get your child to, maybe they've got an interest in cooking, and get them involved with helping to prepare the dinner. I'm not sure. That also might be another alternative. You know, get them help chopping the vegetables, helping you washing veggies, whatever you're doing. See if you can get them involved as well. And it's really nice. It's quite relaxed. Gives you a helping hand. Maybe not always the easier option. Sometimes I have to have a little bit of patience, but might just be that extra helping hand. And then it's a good opportunity if you have a little chat about their day and what they've been up to, and you talk about what you've been doing in quite a casual way. So that's always quite nice. So yeah, this is a good opportunity when they get in from school. And I've talked about this before, about big kids really have to learn to manage their own boredom. And if if you're wanting to get them out of the habit of relying on screens, they've really got to get into that mindset of, right, I'm bored, I've got half an hour on my own, what am I going to do? And to be quite proactive at looking for ways to entertain themselves. And I find that comes into the weekends as well. You know, are we constantly keeping our kids busy and occupying them for them? Or do they have that downtime when maybe everyone's pottering around and they have the opportunity to find ways to entertain themselves? So it's really getting our older children really have to be aware that, okay, if you're bored, you need to find a solution for that. And we need to support them to do that by becoming independent and encourage them to be creative and come up with ways to play for themselves. So that's maybe something else to consider. And then, of course, there are lots of activities you can do with them. One tip that I have seen in our community group that I absolutely loved, actually, was when the kids get in from school. Now, it's not always possible. I am very conscious of that. And I have a baby, so it's just not something I can do at the moment. But when they come at home from school, is bathing them straight away and showering them straight away. And that's quite a nice idea, actually, when I was really thinking about it, because I really enjoy bath time with my children. Okay, it can be a bit chaotic sometimes, but sometimes it can be really calm. And what a calming way, you know, I've talked about water play being a very calming activity for young children. And it might be a nice way for them to wind down. It could maybe be a longer bath than normal, but a lovely way for you to have a chat, have a conversation about your day, and giving them the opportunity to play in the bath, wind down, maybe put their PJs on, coming down for dinner, and then having their TV time then. Don't know, could that be an option? I really like that. I love that suggestion in our community group. That's a nice little plug for me to say, actually. If you're not a member, we have a lovely closed Facebook group. Please do come and join. Great for sharing ideas. and also saying, do you know what, guys, I'm struggling today, or I've lost my mojo. Anyone else in this situation? All sorts of topics are covered in the group. So please do come and join the Play Hooray community group. So yeah, loved the idea of the bath straight away. And then of course there are some activities that you could possibly do with your child. Maybe them playing, having it out in the lounge. Or again, if you are prepping dinner or you are sending those emails and you're sat, I don't know, in the kitchen or somewhere, perhaps they can be playing alongside you and it encourages that conversation. So I find things that are almost like the wind down activities, those activities that you can do that are very calm. They don't necessarily have to think too much, but can sit and play independently. Things like puzzles, things like drawing and colouring in, maybe having a bit of music on, maybe using Play-Doh. I find Play-Doh is a really loved one, or building and construction with Lego. It's the kind of thing that they can be doing and you're sat nearby and you can be chatting. So they don't need to be fully concentrating on their play. They can be engaging in conversation with you as well. Perhaps there are some ideas there of what you could try. And this leads me on nicely just to say, if you aren't already aware, we have our Play Prompts activity cards. We have packs for all different ages and different types of play. And actually the Play Prompts Plus pack, I know, saying that a few times, I have designed those. So they're all written and designed by myself. And these are for children aged 5 and over. And they do actually include a section on after school play. And I've put in some really simple play ideas there that don't take a lot of prep for you, because obviously you're busy enough as it is and just done the school run, but might just entice children to play for a little bit of time before they do go and flop on the sofa and watch a bit of TV. So they might be worth checking out for you. They're in the shop on the Play Hooray website, which is www.playhooray.co.uk. And actually this week, if you are listening, the first week of March, we currently have a flash sale on 15% off everything. We've got online courses and calendars and all sorts in there. So please do check that out before the sale ends. So lots of things there to maybe think about. I'd also love to hear from you. Please do come and join me on Instagram, where we can chat about this further, and let me know if you found something that really works that you'd like to share with our community, or perhaps this is something that you're struggling with, or you're happy for your little one to come and have that TV time. Because of course, as always, it what suits you, your children and your family situation. So always looking forward to listening to you. Anyway, thank you very much for listening today. A nice short one for you. Hopefully that has just sparked some ideas. But yes, I will be back next week with another episode. And if you've got any topics that you would like me to cover, please do drop me an email or a DM on Instagram and Facebook. And it's something that I will do my best to cover for you if we haven't covered it already. All right, well, as always, happy playing and thank you for listening.